Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Just recently, and it's perfectly understandable given that our tourism industry is on its knees, we've seen a fair bit more on television, particularly of Tourism and Transport Forum Chief Executive Margie Osmond. She's become a multimedia personality in recent weeks and months, actually. But she's always full of information, and I just think her judgment is superior to that of many other people in the industry. She seems to be spot on every time. She's obviously got a heck of a lot of information rely on. Now, it says in this article that has come out in the Courier Mail today, 3 in 4 Aussies planning to travel over summer will do so within their own state. New research shows this bit of information, sadly, is not to be welcomed here. We need lots of people from New South Wales or Greater Sydney now and Victoria. Need them more than ever before. Anyway, it says the research commissioned by the Tourism Transport Forum shows just 12% of people plan to visit another state capital over Christmas and New Year. This comes a day before Queensland opens its borders completely to Victoria and New South Wales. And SA, by the way, is opening its border to Victoria. I wish we could sort that one out. Now, Tourism Transport Forum Chief Executive Officer Margie Osmond said, many people are choosing to stay in their home state to avoid hassles brought about by possible future border closures. We were talking about this last week. People are getting gun-shy about these border closures, particularly with Queensland acting so quickly and catching their own people out completely in other states, for example, and then they come home and they've got to put up with 14 days in quarantine. It goes on to say the primary reason for a lot of trips in this first surge was for people to catch up with friends and family rather than a big leisure holiday. For once, I hope Margie Osmond is wrong. Hello, Margie.
Good morning, John. Well, I'd love to be wrong on this one too, but unfortunately, I think that's what the big initial surge is all about, because people are still a bit nervy about travelling. So, you know, we can't afford to be misled into thinking this is going to be an easy recovery, I'm afraid.
Imagine how gun-shy they are up here, though, Margie, with that situation the other day with South Australia. People had just arrived down there and they've got about a minute to get a ticket back to Queensland, and of course so many missed out and they ended up being caught up by it. So they're really, really nervous about booking.
It's an absolute shocker, John, and I think this is why. And look, the Prime Minister has tried very hard on this previously and shown some considerable leadership. But what's necessary now is we're going to have a standard set of triggers that every state agrees on in terms of opening and closing, so that travellers, businesses, governments have a little more certainty on how this looks, because we've really got to manage the risk and stop thinking about this as an emergency, because it's going to be with us for quite a while.
Now, I need you to turn your focus for the moment to what's going to happen in Queensland this week. It's from tomorrow. I was just casting around with different operators over the weekend. They don't expect, you know, an explosion of bookings. They've certainly ticked up the last few days, but they're not expecting a strong surge really until the end of the month. Up here we talk about Boxing Day as being the big surge day. Well, hopefully it'll be a bit stronger as a December than it has been in the past, because December's normally very quiet until Boxing Day. What do you expect to happen from tomorrow onwards up here?
Well, look, the aviation industry has been pulling out all the stops to put on additional flights to as many places as they can. And I do think, though, that we've got to be realistic that for many people, 1st of December was just a bridge too far in terms of holding off booking a holiday if you were coming from another state.
Exactly.
You went ahead and booked because that's really what you needed to do. But there'll be an awful lot of people who need to come and see, you know, want to come and see, have terribly missed grandma or the grandkids or whoever else it may be. And they'll be on a plane as soon as you could say, you know, knife. So that'll happen pretty quickly. I think the trick now is to get people confident again about the border situation so that Boxing Day surge does happen. Mm. And look, there's good news out of this new data that we've been collecting. So those people that would normally be whizzing off overseas for a holiday, something like 70% of them have said they're going to spend the money that they would have spent overseas here in Australia. And of them, 42% said they're going to spend all of it. Now, an overseas trip is not a cheap thing. So that's great.
Yeah.
The trick is going to be, where are the unique and fabulous places for them to go? Because that's why they normally go overseas. And I would have thought Northern Queensland has got to be a winner in this space.
Do you know, from the end of the second week in January, we've probably discussed this, it's dead as a doornail up here. They all shoot through at the end of the second week, get the kids back to school, etc. And then we've got a desert of tourists through until at least Easter, and some people say till the end of the second week in June. Now, what you're saying, I think, has got legs. This is a prospect whereby people will have, as you said, money that would have been spent on an expensive overseas trip. What can they do? They can come to North Queensland at a time nobody else comes. They'll get cheaper rates. They'll have a broad selection of accommodation, etc. I think there's a lot of truth in what you're forecasting.
Well, I think, you know, and the proof of the pudding on this one is how many people have been flocking to the Northern Territory. It is all about the new and the different and the places that people perhaps have not been either as often or ever. And I do think that area of northern and northwestern Queensland has got some tremendous offerings that are not on the tip of everybody's tongue every day. So, you know, the destination agency in Queensland, I know, is already onto this and are attempting to promote those great destinations.
Yeah.
The other thing, of course, is New Zealand. You know, if New Zealanders are going to spend a leisure dollar in Australia, really the only place they do that is Queensland. So, you know, that's a pretty critical one too, is sorting out the Trans-Tasman bubble in the final run, because Queensland will be the real beneficiary.
Can you tell that to the Premier, please? He's not showing the slightest interest in the Kiwis.
Well, look, I mean, at the moment we've got travel one way without quarantine, so the New Zealanders can come here without quarantining. My guess is that will change in sort of January and we'll see two way without quarantine. Mm. Now, in the southern states like New South Wales and Victoria, the visitation out of New Zealand is largely visiting friends and family.
Yeah.
Queensland's the big winner. And so the national economy, from a leisure tourism perspective, can't win with New Zealand unless Queensland's part of the mix.
Exactly. Oh, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Margie. You've always got plenty of very valuable information for us. I've got to say, up here, there's a lot of sadness, a lot of misery, a lot of pessimism, and you can understand that. So talking to somebody like you with clear, well, not clear vision, but certainly high expectations about the future of the recovery up here, I think is certainly medicinal for a lot of those listeners.
Well, look, I don't want to sound Pollyanna, but I do genuinely think that, you know, in a terrible set of circumstances like this, the most important thing is to find the positive legacy.
Yeah.
That legacy is, it's an amazing opportunity for North Queensland to be promoting itself very strongly. 54% of people we spoke to said they were desperate to go to the beach, which is great.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, some 62% of them said that if they had travelled during COVID, it was because they wanted to support the Australian tourism businesses. So that's a great thing to build a bit on over the future. So I've got my fingers, toes and everything else crossed that we're going to see some good news in your part of the world.
Good on you, Margie. I feel better already. Thank you.
You take care, John. Bye-bye.
Margie Osman on the line there. She's the Chief Executive Officer, Tourism and Transport Forum Australia, or better known as...